97.5 WFHR and 105.5 WIRI, your Wisconsin Rapids home for locally grown radio. Here's your daily news roundup.
From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin's pandemic-era child care program ran out of funding this summer, and in the state's biennial budget, a new program to bridge the gap sends support to providers and families, but some providers aren't eligible to apply. State Senator Patrick Teston says he was surprised to learn that only child care providers regulated by the state are eligible. That leaves some providers licensed by tribal nations unable to access that money.
What was brought to our attention, and we were not aware of, is that our tribal nations, they aren't able to qualify. And many of our tribal nations, including the Ho-Chunk, have their own child care centers, and they provide services not only for their own tribal members, but for others within the regions that they serve and operate in.
A bill at the state capitol would fix that, letting Native nations also qualify for the bridge support payments.
By opening the door and making a small minor tweak to current state statute on how this program is operated to open it up for tribal nations, we have 13 federally recognized tribal nations here in the state of Wisconsin. It's going to further open the door to allow and increase access to child care and hopefully help with the affordability of it.
9 Democrats and 6 Republicans, including Teston, have signed on in both chambers of the legislature.
If other child care providers are able to access these programs, our tribal nations should be as well. And so this should be a layup and a slam dunk, in my opinion.
The assembly version of the bill got a public hearing last week. The Senate version is still waiting in committee. Chronic wasting disease has been confirmed in a wild deer in La Crosse County. The Wisconsin DNR confirmed the positive test result on a hunter-harvested adult buck within 10 miles of both Monroe and Vernon County borders. La Crosse County's 2-year baiting and feeding ban will be extended for another 3 years. Monroe and Vernon counties are already under a 3-year ban, and that will continue as scheduled. Baiting and feeding deer encourages them to gather unnaturally around a shared food source. Infected deer can spread CWD through direct contact or indirectly by leaving behind infectious prions in their saliva, blood, feces, and urine. CWD infects the nervous system of deer, moose, elk, and reindeer caribou and is a fatal disease. Gas prices fell 5.7 cents per gallon over the past week for an average of $2.45 on Monday. This is 28.6 cents lower than a month ago and over 35 cents per gallon lower than this time last year. Prices vary across the state, so if you're traveling this week, you may want to check before you fill up. The lowest price in Wisconsin is $2.22, while the most expensive is $2.99, a difference of 77 cents. The national average is $2.79, which is 5.7 cents lower than last week. This is the fourth straight week of a decline, according to Gas Buddy officials. They say oil prices are struggling to rise and refinery output is high. This is likely to keep gas prices down over the weeks ahead. More than 125 stations across the country are already below $2 per gallon. Parent cafes are taking place in Pittsville and Marshfield in January. These informative gatherings are presented by the Marshfield Area Coalition for Youth, or MACY, and the Wood County Health Department. The event on January 14th takes place at the Pittsville Elementary School with a theme of helping kids handle big feelings. It's from 5:30 to 7:15 and will include food and drinks, child care, and giveaways. The Marshfield Parent Cafes begin on January 12th from 5:30 to 7:30 at the YMCA with Healthy Habits, Healthy Homes. You can sign up for notifications for these free events at healthypeoplewoodcounty.org. Several first-day hikes are scheduled at state properties on New Year's Day. The Wisconsin DNR invites Wisconsinites to join in on these fun and festive hikes. They're free, but a Wisconsin State Park Vehicle Admission Pass or State Trail Pass may be required. You can check with your local library for a free pass. Wisconsin Rapids blood drives are scheduled for January at the former East Junior High School. The Community Blood Center will be there on Tuesday, January 20th from 10 to 3 and Monday, January 26th from 2 to 6:30. You can book your appointment online at communityblood.org or by calling 800-280-4102. McMillan Library will be closed on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. You'll want to stop in early to pick up books, movies, music, or games to liven up your holiday break. While you're there, you can see an abundance of riches, 40 woodcuts from the Lei Yonke Woodson Art Museum's collection. They'll be on display through January 2026. Local news at the top and bottom of every hour throughout the day or on demand anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. From the Wisconsin Rapids Local Newsroom, I'm Melissa Kay.
An easy win for the Badgers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball. Wisconsin beat Central Michigan 88-61 at the Kohl Center in Madison. Badgers guard John Blackwell did not play, recovering from an injury. So Hayden Jones, a 6'6" freshman from New Zealand, got his first start. When did he learn he'd be playing?
Yeah, so found out like 40 minutes before the game. Didn't really know what was happening until the lead up. Kind of knew JB was going to be so-so, but I was ready. Obviously had a bit of nerves going into it, but once got in there, it was just another game of basketball.
Jones finished with 6 points, 4 rebounds. NBA, the Bucks in Indiana to take on the Pacers. NFL, Jordan Love in the concussion protocol after taking that shot to the helmet against the Bears. Left guard Aaron Banks.
What's the flag they called on that roughing the passer? I just don't get how guys get kicked out of game for taunting, but if you hit a quarterback late in the head, that has to be reevaluated. I think that's ridiculous.
That's Packers left guard Aaron Banks with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today. We'll get to the low to mid-30s by midday, and then temperatures will drop back into the lower 20s by late afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy, will drop to the upper teens, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high of 34. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Wisconsin Rapids News Roundup from WIRI and WFHR, locally grown radio. Find more news anytime at WFHR.com and WIRI.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.